Minerva, a novel of Regency England, being the first volume of The Six Sisters by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr. To Minerva, from the Greek. My temples throb, my pulses boil, I'm sick of song and ode and ballad. So, Thyrsis, take the midnight oil and pour it on a lobster salad. My brain is dull, my sight is foul, I cannot write a verse or read. Then, Pallas, take away thine owl and let us have a lark instead. Thomas Hood. Chapter 1. Up until the winter of 1811, anyone would have described the Vicar of St. Charles and St. Jude, the Reverend Charles Armitage, as a very happy man. He had 6 beautiful daughters and 2 fine sons. He had a pallid, ailing wife, whom he largely ignored, and above all, he had his hunters and his hounds. He was a jolly, robust, shovel-hatted man who rode to hounds in a pepper-and-salt coat, and was welcome at the dinner tables of almost every house of note in the county of Burham. Admittedly, Sundays were apt to be a bit of a trial when he took his sore head and heartburn into the pulpit to read the sermon his eldest daughter, Minerva, had dutifully prepared for him. But the other days were splendid, taken up with the chase, the gun, and the rod. His parishioners were used to the vagaries of their vicar, and only a few of the more devout occasionally longed for a vicar who cared more for the word of God than for the word of the Sporting Chronicle and Bailey's Guide to the Turf.